Well, I love you, and I love everything you do to keep me sane, because listening to the mainstream media will literally set my hair on fire.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here. 7:44 on a Tuesday morning, December 11th. Now, three big things.
Three.
K-State hires new football coach, Chris Kleiman of North Dakota State.
Two.
Three people dead as big snowstorm hammers southeast U.S.
One.
Wichita Park Board turns down the only offer to buy McDonald Golf Course. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, those gasoline prices, they've been on that downward trend for almost a month now, but unfortunately, we're headed the other way. Yesterday, we started seeing those prices going up 10 cents a gallon, so we're up to about $1.99 a gallon in most places here in the Wichita area. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy and warmer today with a high of 57 degrees. Yesterday's high was 45, today 57. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 28. Wednesday will be sunny, tomorrow's high 52. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 13 miles per hour and 33 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget that the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more info, call 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano. Well, we seem to have a trend going, Ted. The founder of the Jimmy John's sandwich chain paid off the layaway account of 330 people.
Oh, my gosh.
At three Walmart stores in Champaign, Illinois, where Jimmy lives. The payoff cost him $80,000. And we've had over the past, what, week or so or two? Several big celebs going into those Walmart stores and paying off the layaway accounts of people. A layaway is, as I recall, you put some money down to hold your goodies, your item there. I haven't done anything by layaway, I don't think ever in my entire life. How about you? You're a layaway person?
No, well, I've never done that either.
Here's $50. Hold that fur coat for me until payday. Some people do it. A lot of people do it.
And oh, sure.
These celebs are coming out saying, hey, I'll help people out. A new study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology has determined that folks in their 70s who have been exercising regularly for decades are about as strong and have the heart and lung capacities of healthy people in their 40s.
Ah, there you go. 70 is the new 40.
70 is the new 40 if you're taking care of yourself.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Researchers compared people who cranked cardio about 5 days, 7 hours average per week, to those with similar health habits in their 40s, as well as sedentary septuagenarians.
Wow, 7 hours a week.
They assessed heart health by having participants ride an indoor bike and measuring their maximum oxygen consumption.
Ah.
Muscle biopsies determined capillary health and the presence of aerobic enzymes. So if you do so,
I don't understand any of that.
I don't either. That's a medical talk. It means, hey, it's good, okay? That's what they looked at. And again, if somebody's doing exercise regularly,
I mean,
70s is a new 40.
That's not a mystery. People who exercise regularly and make that part of their regimen usually, are in pretty decent shape.
You know, that's good for you, but then they're looking at that. So, somebody said, I had a birthday, last week? At a birthday, and one of my grandkids said something to me affected, Papa, do you feel like you're 69 years old? I said, no, I don't.
Well, no.
And I don't know how
good.
Because I've never been the age I'm at. And,
the age you're at.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel, but it's not like I'm, just shuffling along there with the drool coming down my cheek.
Well, some days when you wake up with that unexplained ache, you do feel older. But, other days you're
the thing is,
up and at them, and
the thing
you don't
is,
feel your age.
Sitting here right now with you, I feel great, okay? Now, later in the day, I'll get a little groggy, sleepy, and I find that.
Of course.
As you age, you have that a little more often. You just don't have the energy you used to have.
Well, that happens to all of us.
That's why I've got this Prairie Fire coffee going every morning.
That's right.
To keep my
thank goodness that's there.
And I've been drinking that since I was in
What would your day be like 20s. With no coffee?
Well, I've had to do that before. You know, if you have to fast or you can't have coffee, you're going to go in for a procedure.
How does that work out for you?
It does. I do okay.
Okay.
And then, you know, after I do what I'm supposed to do, I get right back on it. Oh, you might get a little headache maybe. A little withdrawal,
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like an opioid or anything like that, so we can handle it. But I got it right here, Prairie Fire Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You know what we say, if you don't have Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Is that what we say?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there it is. There it is.
Hey, you're all set.
Got some new information this morning from Washington. U.S. wholesale prices barely rose last month as a sharp decline in the cost of gas offset price of your freight trucking services and mobile phone plans. If the gasoline prices have been trending down, we've been talking about this the last couple of days. Jad says they're back up this morning. What do you say? They jumped a dime overnight or something, Jad?
Yes, they did. Uh-huh. Well, not overnight. It was yesterday that it happened, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Since yesterday morning.
The Labor Department says a producer price index, you know, Ted, the old PPI, which tracks cost changes before they reach the consumer. This is the wholesale level. Increased 0.1% in November from the previous month. And that's down sharply from a 0.6% gain in October. Wholesale prices rose 2.5% from a year ago, the smallest annual increase this year. So there's not in my mind, not a big concern about inflation at the wholesale level. Looks like we're, you know, pretty well under control right now. Coming up on 7:51 with Steve and Ted. Big news this morning about the Park Board and McDonald Golf Course. And our good friend Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning to tell us all about it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Wichita Park Board on Monday rejecting a bid to buy McDonald Golf Course. After making a request for proposals, the city received just one offer to buy the course. It was from Great Life Golf and Fitness of Kansas City, $850,000. Well, the main reason for rejecting the bid was the size of the offer. Developer Johnny Stevens initially showed interest but decided not to submit a bid. Spirit AeroSystems has hired a new chief financial officer. Jose Ignacio Garcia will succeed Sanjay Kapoor, who is retiring. Garcia's first day will be January 9th, and Kapoor's going to stay on for a few months to help with the transition. Garcia has more than two decades of experience at General Electric, including top positions around the world. And name brand clothing has signed a lease for space at 8700 West Central, space that Big Lots is vacating. Name brand clothing will move from its location in the Plaza West shopping center. Don Pyros of Landmark Commercial Real Estate brokered the deal for name brand clothing. The plan is to have the retailer in its new space in February. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Let me ask you something about the first story there. You said that something was wrong with the offer. Was the offer for McDonald too low, not enough money?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I believe that's the case, yeah.
I wonder what their target is, what they'd have to satisfy them that they want to sell. I mean,
I don't know. I don't think they established that. I think the only thing they established, that $850,000 was too low.
No, too low. And, of course, if they sit there and they don't ever get any money for it, it's going to start. The offer's going to start looking pretty good sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, if we got this big field with nothing going on. So, you know,
they say if they make some adjustments, they think they can make the numbers work for Wichita's golf course.
Okay.
All of them,
so. Well, yeah, and we've been talking about this kind of a theme we're doing this morning, talking about golfing in Wichita. I am not a golfer. I don't think Ted is Ted plays, but you're not a huge golfer, are you, Ted?
I
don't have any time for it.
It's one of those things I'd love to do, but I just do not seem to have the time for it in my life right now.
How about you, Bill?
Right.
Where are you?
I'm the same way. I used to golf all the time, especially when I was over at the TV station. Golfed with a couple of buddies over there just about every Saturday, but not anymore. Haven't done that in a while.
Well, I've always been my impression in places that I've worked, not in radio, but other places, that the guys would go out on trips and they'd take their golf clubs with them at sales trips, because they'd tell me, hey, you do more real business on a golf course than in any boardroom in America. Can you believe that? But then again,
that could be. I never have. But
are we looking at a generational thing?
Could be.
The millennials not play golf. They're more. Maybe they play golf on their Wii at home.
Or frisbee golf.
Or frisbee golf. I tell you what, yesterday there were some people out playing frisbee golf in the park when I was out there. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting to see what happens with our golf courses around Wichita. The mayor has told us a couple of times, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, when we talked to him, that it's just a thing where not that many people are playing golf anymore. So that makes it tough to figure out what to do with these golf courses. But they are, I think they're part of our quality of life, and we need to do what we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there are a lot of people who still do want to play golf. It's just that do we still need the number of public courses that we have in the Wichita area?
Well, maybe we should get people more time off. The city could pay people to leave work and go play golf, to pick up the tab.
I like the idea. Then taxes come in.
Probably not going to fly.
Probably not.
Thank you, gentlemen. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, President Trump meeting with Democrats today. They're trying to avoid a government shutdown. Ted Woodward has sports, as always, this morning. Right, Ted?
Yeah, a new era begins at Kansas State for football. We'll have those details coming up.
Plus entertainment news on The Blur.
Yep, putting that together. We'll give you the latest in entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather, as always, coming up. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour right here on KNSS.